Wretched Radio begins in 3, 2, 1.
Now I can preach it like this, okay? Repent! Or I can tell you, change your mind. Preaching repentance in the area of consciousness of sins is dishonoring the work of Jesus.
Repentance means you realize you're guilty, that you deserve the wrath and punishment of God. You begin to realize that sin is in you, and you turn your back on it in every shape and form. You renounce the world, whatever the cost, and you deny yourself and take up the cross and go after Christ.
It's time for Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
Who is the long-distance spitting champ? Well, I think I see him. Hello, it's Witness Wednesday. I'm at Georgia Tech. It's a gorgeous day, and a fellow just walked by who just spit a stream of spit. It was like 3 feet long. Let's find out how he does that, shall we? Hey, young man, excuse me. While you're walking, could I talk to you on the radio for a moment? You up for that?
Sure.
Cool. What are you doing here at Georgia Tech?
Electrical engineering major.
You're a what?
Electrical engineering major.
Electrical engineering major. So you're kind of a geeky guy.
Sort of, I guess.
You don't seem like a geeky guy to me.
I'm not a geeky. I'm just a smart guy.
Okay, here's what I observed about you. Mm-hmm. Back there, I don't know if you realize you did this. You spit. Did you know that?
I did.
Dude, that thing went like 5 feet. What was that? What's the trick? What's the secret?
I don't know. I was born with it.
It's a gift.
It's a gift.
I'm not being sarcastic because it looks like you could take me. Why do you spit? I've always wondered about that. I'm not a spitting kind of guy myself. Why do you have to expectorate?
I just ate, so, you know, kind of saliva builds up. You want to get that out of your system.
Don't want to swallow it.
No, I'll swallow it.
Got to let it fly.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I want to ask you a question. You ready for this? Do you believe in Easter?
I believe in Easter.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to comment on something I'm not too knowledgeable about, so.
Oh, okay, so you don't know what it is. So probably not, because you don't know what it is.
Not too knowledgeable.
Okay, so you didn't go to church as a kid. Really? Where are you from?
Here, Atlanta.
From the Bible Belt, and you never went to a Bible church as a kid?
I've been one before.
All right. Do you know what Easter is at all?
The resurrection of Jesus.
You are correct, sir. Well done. Okay, that's good. Okay. But you're not sure if you believe that.
That he physically resurrected?
Yes, sir.
No, I'm not sure.
What was the point? Do you know the theology behind it? What was the reason for it?
Can you tell me?
Well, I think that the Bible presents it like a court case. That there's a criminal in the courtroom of God's justice who's in big trouble because he's broken God's laws. And God, because he's just, has to give the criminal what he deserves. And it's a terrible sentence because the crimes of the criminal were against God himself. Things like lying, stealing, lusting, those blasphemy. But God is also kind, and he wants to set the criminal free. But he's got to uphold justice. So to do both, he sent his son Jesus to take the punishment the criminal deserves so that he could be just and the justifier of those who believe in him. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense.
All right. See ya.
Thank you.
Goodbye. Not very interested in chatting. It's Witness Wednesday. It's Wretched Radio. Do you believe in Easter? I know. I don't even know what the date is. But I do know that Easter was a couple of months ago, wasn't it? Right before the program began. Hold on one second. I've got to pick up a name. I was talking on the phone to the little growing pain, and I mentioned to him that we were going to try this test to see if we can still use Easter as a segue into the gospel. And he said, oh, I know this woman. She did that all the time. She would just walk up to a person and say, hello, I've got a question for you. Do you believe in Easter? Now, in the past, I've been asking the question, do you know what it is or what did you do? But the reason she would do that, even in August or September, was because it gets you right to the core of the gospel. It gets you right to the center of the issue. And I thought, well, sounds like a plan. So we're going to give that a go. Do you believe in Easter? All righty, we're here at Georgia Tech. It's Witness Wednesday. Hey, young man, while you're walking, could I talk to you on the radio?
Yeah.
Cool. What are you doing here at Georgia Tech?
Well, I just finished up exams, getting ready to go home, trying to tie up loose
ends. Yeah, baby. Where are you going home?
Maryland.
Congratulations, dude. All right, you lived up in the north. This is the South. Have you noticed a difference?
There is slight differences.
Talk to me about religion. You know, this is the Bible Belt.
Well, being on campus, you don't see too much about religion. You see a lot of parties here, but we do have different organizations on campus that are dedicated toward religion.
All right, here's my religious question for you today.
Okay.
Do you believe in Easter?
Yes.
What is it?
The day Christ rose.
All right, and what is the significance? Why should I believe in it?
You should believe in Easter because it's how God paid for your sins. Without that, you have no chance of, you know, making it to heaven.
I'm a good Buddhist.
Well, I just believe that Christianity is the religion that you should follow. Because if you look in the Bible, a lot of those things are just good to apply to your life. And I don't know too much about Buddhism, but that's the way I was raised up.
Okay, but can I go along my merry way being a good Buddhist? Will I be okay on Judgment Day?
To be honest with you, I don't know the answer to that question. And I don't have anything against you if you're a Buddhist. I'm not necessarily the type to try to convert you, but I do believe you should believe in something.
Okay, so I'm a Buddhist. I die. What do you think is going to happen to me?
I have no idea.
So as a Christian, that just happens to work for you, but I can be whatever I want and we're all okay?
I don't know.
All right, here's what I believe. Mm-hmm. I believe, as a Buddhist, that if I wear a bracelet, just like Richard Gere, from 3 p.m. to 5 p.m., Monday through Friday, while listening to a radio show called Wretched, I believe that when I die, I'll spend eternity in Tibet with the Dalai Lama and Richard Gere and Julia Roberts. Do you think I'm wrong?
Most likely, but if that's what you believe, that's what you believe.
Well, that's what I believe, but am I wrong?
I don't know. Who am I to judge whether you're right or wrong?
A human being, and I won't be offended. And you're a Christian.
Mm-hmm.
So I would think you would tell me that I'm wrong. Because your religion is right, isn't it?
Yes, but I think in the end, it comes down to, I think you should believe something. If that is what you believe, I have no problem with you. I'm not going to tell you you're going to hell.
Why not?
I would invite you to church, but just...
All right, let me try to bore in on this a little bit, okay?
Okay.
I'm not a Buddhist.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a Christian, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, the life.
Mm-hmm.
He came to this world to die on a cross to take the punishment for you and me that God might still be just and the justifier of those who believe in him. And without that payment credited to your account or my account, we'll be found guilty and God will give us what we deserve because the Bible says there's nobody who does good, no, not one Buddhist.
Mm-hmm.
And without the payment of Jesus, we're without hope. So it's real easy to say those religions are just plain wrong. Doesn't mean we hate them.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, we love them. They're just wrong. Doesn't mean we're intolerant and we tie him down and we try to force him to become a Christian. But we can easily say, because Jesus is the truth, everything else is false. Just like on a multiple choice test.
Right.
You know, you cannot say they give you 15 choices.
Mm-hmm.
You find the right one, all the other ones are wrong. Same thing with Jesus. Wouldn't you agree?
Yes.
So a good Buddhist really doesn't exist because everybody sins.
Right.
And a Buddhist would find himself wanting on the Day of Judgment because Jesus will say, I never knew you. Depart from me, you worker of iniquity. Right?
Mm-hmm.
It's not intolerant to say that. It's actually loving to let somebody know that.
Okay.
When did you become a Christian?
I guess back when I was seven is when I really started getting serious with church. I've been going to church since I was born with my parents and things like that. But I guess it kind of clicked around the age of 7, 8. That's when I started, you know, wanting to go to church a little bit more.
Okay. So if I found your friends here on campus,
mm-hmm.
and I asked them, hey, what's the most important thing in his life? What would they say?
I think they would say keeping his morals and doing the right thing.
Okay. Would mm-hmm. they say Jesus is the most important thing in his life?
Maybe not those exact words, no.
But something like that, perhaps?
Mm-hmm. I think we'd have to do more of his teachings, like trying to, you know, be helpful to others and things like that.
Okay, so you look like a nice guy. You behave well.
Yes.
But it's about the heart, though, right?
Right.
Because, I mean, she looks like a nice person.
Mm-hmm.
But that doesn't mean that her heart is pure or that her sins have been forgiven. Mm-hmm. Dude, how often do you read your Bible?
At least 3 times a week. I try to read it before I go to bed, but sometimes, you know, we have those late nights and just don't read it.
Okay. So for sure, just because you were a little waffly on the Jesus being the only way,
mm-hmm.
you died right now. You know for a fact you're going to heaven. Is that correct?
Yes.
beyond the shadow of a doubt.
Yes.
You repented and put your trust in him.
Yes.
You love him more than anything else.
Yes.
All right, dude. Congratulations. Rock on. See
you. Thank you.
Goodbye.
Have a
go. Got to teach our kids to not be ashamed of the gospel. I know it's tough, young person. I know they think that you're really mean if you say that you're right and they're wrong. They've always said that. Yeah, it's maybe a little worse with the intolerance nonsense and the postmodern silliness. But don't be ashamed. It's not loving to withhold the truth. And really, you don't want to be brash and you don't want to be arrogant, but just confidently state, what do you, other religions? No. Jesus is God. He's the only one. That's the only way. Oh, you got to hear about this, because no, the other ones are false. And to say it with confidence, yes, with love, but with confidence. The world is perishing without that truth. They're going down. And to withhold that, that's not loving. That's not kind. That is not nice. Knowing the truth and not sharing it, what's the word I'm looking for? Yes, I think I have it. Is sin. So be bold, okay? Young person, be bold. People have been fed to the lions so that we could have this message. We are at Georgia Tech. It's Witness Wednesday, and this is Wretched Radio.
Thanks for listening to Wretched Radio today. You know, a dollar today doesn't go near as far as it used to. It might buy you a soft drink, but what if your dollars could multiply? For 25 years, our gospel partners have been watching their giving multiply. Every month, their faithful support transforms into college campus evangelism, biblical counseling, marriage restoration, and gospel proclamation across the globe. And when you become an ongoing monthly gospel partner, understand this. You're not just giving money. You're preaching the gospel to a student at Georgia Tech. You're discipling the young man struggling with pornography. And you're equipping a pastor in a small rural church. And the work, it's nowhere near finished. The fields are white for harvest, and your monthly partnership makes it all possible. Join us as an ongoing monthly gospel partner right now by visiting FortisInstitute.org. That's FortisInstitute.org, because when faithful people give faithfully, the gospel advances powerfully. Wretched, amazing grace, amazing gospel.
Perhaps you've been wondering, is there a Christian university that isn't woke? Or that hasn't compromised on important biblical doctrines like, you know, the age of the earth? There is. It's the Masters University in Southern California. Beautiful campus. All of the athletics and activities that you've come to expect from universities. But it's more than that. The academic programs are most excellent, preparing students for the future. The Washington Post just said, number 6 for preparing students for the real world. All that. Plus, the Masters University isn't woke, and it is thoroughly biblical. Would you like to learn more? I encourage you to visit the Masters University at masters.edu/wretched, masters.edu/wretched.
You know what's remarkable? Currently, right now, at this present time, there are over 4 million podcasts in production. And something unexpected has happened. Fortis Institute's podcasts have quietly climbed the charts, all of them in at least the top 5% of all podcasts worldwide, 3 of them in the top 2%. Now, we're not here to shout from the rooftops about rankings. We're actually here because truth matters. For 25 years, we've been steadfast. First as Wretched Radio, then as Gospel Partners Media, now standing firm as Fortis Institute. Todd Friel, Adam Tyson, Brad Bigney, Greg Gifford, John Kratz, Libby Gloss, and real teachers addressing real issues. And you can find it all on the Fortis Plus app. Completely free. Hundreds of hours of content already there. Absolutely free. Download it, use it, share it, and then partner with us at FortisInstitute.org, because we truly believe the church deserves better. FortisInstitute.org.
Books of the Bible. 2 Timothy is Paul's last letter before his execution. He encourages Timothy to persevere amid suffering. Paul had suffered for the sake of the gospel, but he also knew the beauty and power of the gospel. He charges Timothy to cling to and preach the gospel, When you face opposition, do not fear or be ashamed, but trust God and rely on His Word. This is Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
Gentlemen,
hello.
You look interesting. Can I talk to you on the radio while you're walking to wherever you're going?
Sure, man. What's up?
Dude, why do you have a towel? That's your t-shirt on your head.
Why don't I have a towel on my head?
Because most people don't. It doesn't look like it's the norm.
It's not the norm, but I just got done with finals.
And you're a happy man.
I am a happy man.
How'd you do?
I did great.
Good for you. What are you graduating? Are you all done?
I am graduating.
Rock on. Do you have a job?
I got one lined up. Got an interview coming up. Hopefully it goes well.
Good on you. And yeah. you want to be what?
I want to be a civil engineer.
A civil engineer, which means you're very polite when it comes to designing things.
Oh, yes.
Something like that. All right. Here's my one question. I'm asking the same question.
Okay.
You ready for this? Are you sure?
Maybe.
You might not be.
Okay.
I'm just guessing.
Okay.
Because I'm getting... Have you been visiting establishments where they pour beverages?
Today?
Dude, if not, it's leaking out of you.
Yeah, I tend to.
Okay, so you might not appreciate this question. Here it is, though. Do you believe in Easter?
I mean, I appreciate the holiday, but I'm not really a religious person, if that's what you're asking.
Okay, why not?
Why not? Oh, my God. Because people feel like they have to believe in something. And logistically, it's not there.
Okay, what is Easter?
What is Easter? Easter is supposed to be Jesus' resurrection. But mm-hmm. The way I look at it, it's just a time to get together with some family, eat some good food, and go Easter egg hunting.
Ham, Easter chocolate bunnies.
Yeah.
What was the story that you just shared? Jesus rising from the dead?
That's what they tell me.
What was the point?
I don't know.
No idea?
No.
Huh. Because he was weak?
I don't know.
All right, who did they tell you Jesus is?
Dude, you're talking about a made-up person, man. Why not ask him why Santa Claus is the way he is, man?
Well, we can do that next.
Oh,
okay.
My
so, who do you think Jesus at least claimed to be?
I guess he claimed to be the prophet.
You actually had the answer right there. God. He's God.
I guess he's God, yeah.
Well, that's what he said, right?
Yeah.
And there was the reason for dying on a cross.
There was no reason. Nah, there's no reason. Died for our sins, that's man.
Yeah, because why?
If it happened, the dude got mutilated, and I feel bad for him.
Now, do you think you're a sinner?
Yes, I'm a sinner, definitely.
You are?
Yeah.
Yikes.
Every day.
So, if you were judged by God as a sinner,
yes,
what would happen to you, dude?
I guess I'd go to hell.
But you don't seem concerned.
I'm not concerned at all, because it's made up.
Well, why don't you listen to your conscience, that little thing that tells you?
I do listen to my conscience.
Good.
Oh, my God, you're about to test you, man. I'm a good person at
don't
heart.
Don't get mad at me.
I'm not getting mad, but don't ask me questions, dude.
Okay, like what?
Like a God and all that. You gotta understand, it's a false thing, man. And if you don't have the smarts to like realize that, I feel bad for you.
Okay, can I ask you a question?
One more.
You seem to be getting kind of mad or upset.
All right.
No, if I'm being a jerk, you can tell me, and then I'll change my tune.
Okay.
But if you're getting upset, if I'm reading you right here, I'm just asking you some questions. Why are you getting kind of exercised?
Because that's how I do, man.
All right. Hey, all right. Congratulations.
Appreciate it,
man. All right. See you, dude.
Have a good
goodbye.
Day.
All right. There's a... Don't dial that. I want to talk to you on the radio while you're walking. Is that okay, dude?
I'm sorry.
What?
I have to go.
I'll go with you.
All right. Wait,
is that okay?
Stop. Sure.
All right. I'm asking one question. The last guy got kind of mad at me, so I'll understand if you get torqued at me, all right?
Okay.
Here's the question. Do you believe in Easter?
No.
Why not? You're Jewish. That would explain it right there, wouldn't it?
I know. I'm sorry.
That's it. What are you apologizing for?
My Jewishness.
Why? I love Jewish people. I think you're smarter than Gentiles. I do, and yeah. I'm not flattering you. I think that as a people, Jews are God's chosen people, and part of that is you're just smart, and I really appreciate that.
Experience has shown me otherwise, but
well, maybe
you're entitled to your opinions.
You probably spent more time around Jews, but really, when you look at things like success in business, management, boy, I got to tell you got something going on, dude. But you don't think so, huh?
Not really.
All right. Are you a practicing Jew?
Yes, I am.
Cool. How do you practice? What do you do?
I keep kosher.
Serious?
I know.
You do not.
Pretty hardcore.
You do not. Maybe that's why you can only bench 140. I'm kidding you. Don't hit me.
It's a good reason.
Okay. So you don't eat anything that is on the list?
On that, you know.
How many kosher laws are there?
Too many.
A lot.
Yeah.
And why do you follow those laws? What's the point?
Tradition.
Well, a lot of work for a tradition. Is there a spiritual reason?
No.
Now, isn't the idea to keep the laws for righteousness' sake?
That's the idea, but I've taken ideas and, you know, kept what I think is reasonable.
Okay. You kind of old country buffeted it. You picked what you wanted?
Yeah.
Okay. I would suggest to you the laws were for something else.
There are other reasons for it, but I don't agree with those reasons.
See, I think it's the opposite of to be righteous. I think the laws were designed to show us that we're not righteous, we can't keep them, we're not good, and we need a Messiah, otherwise we're in big trouble. That's what I think the purpose of those laws was.
You see, honestly, I think the true reason for those laws is to separate Jews from the general public. Mm-hmm. I think that
I do too.
Separation.
No, I do too. That would be your Exodus 19, but in a good way, so that if you keep all those laws, the world would look at the Jewish people being blessed by God, and they'd say, "Who's your God? I want to know who that is."
I guess.
Yeah. Have you kept all the laws?
No.
Huh. Have you told lies? Have you kept the laws of Moses? Have you broken them by lying, for instance?
Sure.
Have you ever taken God's name in vain?
Of course.
Hmm. Have you ever been sexually impure? You don't even have to answer if you don't want to.
Of course.
All right. So you haven't kept God's laws.
No.
What will God do with you if you've fallen short of keeping his standard? You die. What's God going to do?
You see, the way I like to think of it is, you know, we don't believe in hell. So we don't have really the same kind of, you know, laws that most people do. So I don't think anything bad is going to happen to me. I'm probably not going to be, you know.
So there's not going to be any justice in God's courtroom?
Justice...
Do you think God's going to let the rapists and the murderers just get away scot-free?
Honestly, yes.
But that's not just. That's not righteous.
Yeah,
and righteousness
the world isn't
and justice.
Fair. Why would God be fair?
Because he's fair, and that's how we know that it's not fair. Otherwise, we wouldn't have a clue. We wouldn't have an objective standard to know what it is.
That's semantics.
Okay. I think it's logical, but righteousness and justice are the foundation of his throne.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? He likes justice. He likes righteousness.
So says a book.
The Bible, right. The
written
one that you're getting your
people.
Laws from. Yeah.
I know that I'm getting my laws from a book, but the book has been kept for generations. That's what makes it sacred, not its origins.
Now, why have you, personally, not because that's your culture, mm-hmm. I know the idea of Jesus and Messiah is almost as bad as eating non-kosher. It's like a very bad thing.
Not to me.
It's not.
No, I respect Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Who do you think he was?
I think he was a wise man.
You know that he claimed to be the Messiah.
Mm-hmm.
So was this wise man a liar?
He could be.
But he's still wise.
Yeah. A thinker.
A thinker. Okay. Passover. Mm-hmm. What was it? What happened on Passover? Do you still celebrate Passover?
I do.
Yom Kippur? Okay. What happened? What was sacrificed for what reason on those holidays? An unblemished lamb for the covering... Qatar, the covering of sins, right? So when you're celebrating Passover, you're reminded when the death angel passed over the children of Israel because a lamb that had come to live with his people, unblemished, was sacrificed, blood on the doorpost, and the death angel was passed over because of the covering of the blood of the lamb.
Correct.
Isaiah 53 describes the Messiah as the innocent lamb who would brutally be beaten and killed, not for the covering, but for the forgiveness of sins.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lamb can't take away sins.
Right.
Only a God-man could take away sins because you need a representative, because you're a man, and God's wrath needs to be satisfied. So a God-man, Jesus, was that unblemished lamb who died for the forgiveness of sins. Okay. That's what he claimed. You reject that, though, I'm guessing.
I don't reject it or accept it. I don't know.
Well, to not accept it is to reject it. So, for instance, what I'm basically just said to you, Jesus... could forgive all of your sins if you put your trust in him. So if you don't do that, then you're rejecting it, even if it's kind of a...
Oh, okay, I see that.
Kind of an attitude.
It's like the opt-out kind of...
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah. So why would you want to opt out on that?
Because I like to think of the concept of our actions in a way that... I can't deny myself the responsibility that I feel like everybody has towards their actions. I don't think that anyone can... die for my sins and take them away. Take any action, any meaning of the action away. I've done things knowingly that I know are wrong, and I take responsibility for them. And if that means whatever, when I die, I'm willing to face those consequences.
But the consequences are going to be horrific because it's horrific. A sin against God.
In some people's opinions, but you'd agree that someone who is a nihilist or someone who doesn't believe in anything would believe that nothing is going to happen to me when I die.
But the question is, who is right? Because it doesn't matter what I believe. The question is,
what is right is only what I think is right, because I cannot trust anyone else's opinion except my own.
But that doesn't mean your opinion is right. You're either right or wrong. And same with mine. I'm either right or wrong.
If you think about it in a semi-scientific way, I mean, every option is equally likely because I have no reason to prefer one opinion over the other. But my own opinion...
What are you studying here?
Electrical engineering.
Okay, so when I say 2 plus 2 is 94, It's an option, but it's wrong.
Actually, when you go into abstract
mathematics... Come on, my Jewish friend. It's always 4.
No.
All right, dude.
Everything is probabilistic.
I got to take a break. I'll keep walking with you, okay?
All right.
Wretched Radio.